JS. Live from Hogan Sporting Goods at 2575 West 2nd Street in Hastings, let's talk to the coaches on today's Hogan's Open House on Sports.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Hogan's Open House on Sports. Blaine Gulis with you at Hogan Sporting Goods, 2575 West 2nd in Hastings. Hogan's Open House on Sports, a weekly look back and look ahead at what has happened, what's coming up in local area sports. We're going to talk a lot of track and field for the high school kids this morning and some high school golf on the program. So the coaches are here. We'll get to that in just a matter of minutes here. We want to remind you of a couple of things. In college baseball last night, the Nebraska baseball team lost to Purdue by the score of 8-5. The Huskers now 4 games behind Purdue in the Big Ten standings. 2 more games to come this weekend against Purdue in Lincoln for the Huskers. And the Huskers play at 2:05 this afternoon against Purdue. And you can hear the game right here on 12:30. KHS, beginning with the pregame activity at 1:30 this afternoon. Then the game tomorrow will begin at about 12:05. We'll join that game for the first pitch about 12:05 tomorrow. So the Huskers and Purdue on KHS today and tomorrow. Purdue wins last night 8-5. Pretty quiet night locally for the high school athletes yesterday, and a little bit of competition coming today, but a lot of track and field and golf and tennis and soccer went on this week. We'll get you caught up on some of that. On the schedule for today, the Hastings College baseball team locally will play at Mount Marty at 1 o'clock this afternoon, at Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow afternoon at 1, 2 doubleheaders. Broncos 4-8 in the conference, 2 big doubleheaders this weekend on the road at Mount Marty today, at Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow. Hastings College softball team will be home for a doubleheader against Northwestern 1 o'clock this afternoon out at the Bill Smith Softball Complex. Peru State comes to Hastings to take on the Lady Broncos at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The Nebraska softball team's at Ohio State this weekend. College tennis today, the Hastings College men and women are at Morningside in Sioux City to take on Morningside and Briarcliff today. The Nebraska Danger in indoor football at Sioux Falls at the Storm tonight at 7:05. On the high school tennis courts today, Hastings High and Adams Central's girls tennis teams competing at the Lincoln Pius the 10th Invitational in the capital city of Lincoln today. Racing at Fauner Park at 1:30 this afternoon and the opening tonight of the Mid-Nebraska Speedway. So the cars will be out. Mid-Nebraska Speedway opens its season up there in Donovan, 7 o'clock tonight, and the gates open at 5 each race Saturday. Mid-Nebraska Speedway in Donovan, Nebraska, the season opening races tonight beginning at 7 o'clock. So you can check that out if you want to. Some reminders for you also. Baseball, summer baseball, Legion baseball in Hastings. Hastings baseball is holding its Divisions A and B League first-year player skill evaluation and draft today, April 21st, today, at the batting cages west of Duncan Field. All first-year players in the A and B leagues are needed to attend, and that begins for the A League players. Check in at 1:30 this afternoon. Their evaluation will start at 2. First-year B League players should report for check-in at 3:30, and their evaluations will start at 4. So A and B League first-year players, your evaluations today at the batting cages west of Duncan Field, beginning at 1:30 for class registration for A, the B League registration at 3:30. Donovan Trumbull folks, Donovan Trumbull Legion Baseball is having a fundraising barbecue. That's today, April 21st, from 5 until 8 at the Donovan Legion Hall today. Free will donation. We certainly be accepted. That's the Donovan Trumbull Legion Baseball fundraising barbecue today from 5 until 8 at the Donovan Legion Hall. And to remind you, next Friday, sneaking up on us pretty quickly here, the Hastings American Legion first pitch banquet. The banquet and fundraiser will be next Friday. That's April 27th. It's going to be at the Sioux City, the Hastings City Auditorium next Friday. At the auditorium, the Hastings American Legion baseball buffet dinner and fundraiser. It'll be a silent auction, split the pot, a raffle. You can win a new iPad, other great prizes and things to bid on, and a big fundraiser for Hastings American Legion baseball. Advance tickets are $12.50 at the door, $15. So get your tickets before next Friday. The doors open at 5:30. The dinner at 7 o'clock, as always, but it will be at the Hastings City Auditorium next Friday night. Tickets also available from Hastings baseball committee members. Any committee member. You can also get them at Klingler Embroidery, Old Market Firearms in Hastings. You can talk to Russ at Five Points Bank, Russ Kindig. He'll have tickets for you and any baseball committee member. And advance tickets, again, are $12.50. The Hastings American Legion Buffet Dinner and Fundraiser next Friday, April 27th, at the Hastings City Auditorium. Get your tickets in this coming week and help support youth baseball in Hastings. You'll hear more about that banquet this coming week right here on 1230 KHAS Radio and Platte River Radio. So that kind of gets you caught up on things. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll talk some track and field after this on Hogan's Open House on Sports.
The move is complete. Hogan Sporting Goods is ready for you at the new store, 2575 West 2nd in Hastings. Hogan Sporting Goods has moved from downtown to 2575 West 2nd into part of the Johnson Cashway Lumber Building. Shop Hogan Sporting Goods for shoes, socks, shirts, shorts, spring sports equipment, and accessories to get you ready for summer baseball and softball. Hogan Sporting Goods, screen printing, trophies, and engraving, open Monday through Saturday in the new store, 2575 West 2nd in Hastings.
Hogan's Open House and Sports. Reminder for you, Hogan's today, folks. Hogan's is going to be here until 3:30. They're going to close up shop about 3:30 today here at Hogan's. So get down here if you got some shopping to do. Stop in here at Hogan's. Their new location at 2575 West 2nd. Open until 3:30 today. They're going to close the doors just at 3:30 today. Alan Van Cura is here, the girls track and field coach for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. St. Cecilia girls and boys had their third consecutive Tuesday of competition this past week. It's a Superior Invitational. The girls' side of things, the St. Cecilia girls winning the team title, rolling up 146.5 points. Minden was second, 25 behind the Hawkettes. Then Superior was third, then Thayer, Central, Harvard, Red Cloud, and Deschler. Coach, thanks for coming down. A team title there. I know we... You don't take whole teams to the state meet, but good competition on Tuesday, and your girls did a good job. I'm sure they're pretty happy with things, and you are too. Tell us about Tuesday. Good day.
Yeah, I thought overall we performed pretty well. There were some good teams there, and the weather wasn't too bad, a little breezy, but the temperature was fine, and it was a meet where we only won two events. Joseph Brevet won the 400, and Courtney McCauley won the 100 hurdles. But we got a lot of second, thirds, and fourths. All three relays finished second. We had some races like the 300 hurdles and the 100 hurdles where we placed three kids in there. So we didn't get the first, but we had a lot of second, thirds, and fourths that contributed to this win.
Yeah, Courtney and Josie, we haven't heard a whole lot about them this spring, but that had to be very, very encouraging for you, and especially for those two young ladies winning and getting a first-place finish there, which means they're maybe turning the corner a little bit, getting ready for district time as all the other girls. This had to be kind of headed in that district direction. A good day on Tuesday for those two.
Yeah, you know, I thought they performed very well. The conditions, I said, were pretty good. There wasn't any wind to help them in the sprints because it's an east-west track, so it was more of a crosswind for them. So, their times are legit for that. It was a good meet for them, a good confidence builder, and hopefully they can build off it for down the road because districts aren't that far off, and neither is conference. And we're going to need some very good performances in those meets if we're going to do anything as a team. Besides those two, we had some other kids that stepped up and did real well. Olivia Thomas had her best in the discus, 110 feet 10 inches. It was a nice throw, and she was consistent at that. Caitlin Ernst had three of them over 37, so that was nice to see. She's coming around, and hopefully she can keep building on that. Our kids on the track, Brenna Schroer, I kind of use Brenna as an example with our track team. Brenna's a junior, and as a freshman, I told the team that she scored a total of 5 points on the season. And then at Superior, she placed in four events, came out of lane one to get fourth in the 100, came out of lane eight to get fourth in the 200. So it's just a situation where you got perseverance sticking with it, and eventually good things are happening to her. So she did a nice job for us. Something that we didn't expect, but we'll certainly take it.
I know on the track, one of the things we talked about before we came on, Carly Wright finishes third in the 1600, and Coach tells me, well, it's the first time Carly's run this competitively, and so what were Carly's thoughts going into that race? When did you tell her? When did you, I guess, ask her? Would you do this for us on Tuesday?
Well, we talked about it a little bit before, and instead of running the half to try the mile, and she was open to it. So in a way, we just thought we'd double her pleasure and give her four laps instead of two. And, you know, she did a great job. She really competed well. And for the first time running that all year, I thought that was a nice time. And, you know, it's something we'll probably tinker with. But she did a tremendous job with that. And we were very pleased with it. And hopefully she can continue to improve at it.
She was obviously pretty tired, I'm sure, mentally and physically afterwards, Coach, but I'm sure she was happy, though, with what she did.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I don't know if she's ran one ever in junior high or whatever, but we knew that, you know, she was capable of doing it. You know, she's a gutsy little runner, and it's got pretty good endurance, and, you know, we didn't throw her into that at the beginning of the year, but, you know, we've had some half-milers, you know, with Josie Jackson and Anna Driscoll that had, you know, been, you know, placing for us in the open half, so we just thought, you know, why put three in there and give, you know, we've kind of been struggling in the mile and the 2 miles, so we thought we'd try that, and it worked out well for us.
It's just from practice to practice, meet to meet, you just never know what's going to happen, do you, Coach? I mean, it's just one of the fascinating things about, I guess, athletics and sports. You just don't know what's going to happen. You just have to plug away every day, don't you?
That's right. You know, if I could write a book and, you know, some of the different things that have happened, whether they be good or bad, you know, I could probably retire and be a millionaire, you know, because you never know what's going to happen with kids. You know, you always have some good things. You have some things that probably don't turn out so well, and but that's just part of athletics and part of working with kids. And you know, at times we got to remember too that, you know, these are 14, 15, 16, 17 year old kids that we're dealing with, and you know, sometimes the mind gets caught up with some things on competition, but we just have to be patient and work through it with them.
Okay, Coach, it's a busy week coming up here after that team championship at Superior on Tuesday, and the Central Nebraska Championship's kind of the all-star game, if you will, of athletes and teams and throwers and jumpers over at Grand Island. The annual Central Nebraska Championship will be this Monday, always on a Monday, beginning over there mid-afternoon or so, and then it's over to Donovan Trumbull on Tuesday and then Centura on Thursday. So it's a very busy week. Of course, not everybody goes to Central Nebraska. Who's going over there for the Hawkettes?
Well, you know, at this time we really don't know because entries don't close until 1 o'clock, but as of right now, Brianna Poppy as qualifying the discus, Caitlin Ernst is in the shot put. Libby Kissinger is in the high jump, and then our 4x8 team is going to make it, and then Carly Wright's in the mile. So that's kind of where we're at right now. There's some others on the edge. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with some scratches, but we probably don't have as many qualifiers as we've had some years. But I think that epitomizes what kind of a team we have this year. It's a team where we don't necessarily get the first, but we get those seconds, thirds, and fourths, and kind of use our team depth to do well in track meets. And that's just, you know, for this kind of a meet, you got to have those superstars, you know, that can get you the first places. And you know, we're just at you know, 1 year where, you know, we just don't have that, but we've got a lot of good kids, a lot of kids that are working hard and getting better, and, you know, we've been pleased with what they've accomplished so far this season.
Those that don't go, of course, to Monday over there, and you'll have some folks over there. I guess they'll be getting ready for Tuesday. Donovan Trumbull is a Tuesday thing. Centura invite is Thursday, and that's going to get what everybody else back into the fray. And so it's going to be a very busy week. You're going to have a lot of energy this week.
That's right, and, you know, we basically have zero practice time, you know, because, you know, we take some kids to Grand Island, the rest will stay home and have a light workout because it'll be a pre-meet day, and then Tuesday we're competing at Donovan and with most of our kids, and then Wednesday however you want to look at it, it's a post-meet day or a pre-meet day again, and then Thursday, and then, you know, Friday after doing two or three meets, you know, whatever the case might be, you know, we're probably going to take it fairly easy on them. And then just to make matters a little more complicated, we'll throw in prom. So we'll just give them a busy busy week this week. And then hopefully then the next week we don't compete until Saturday, so we'll have a little bit of recovery time.
Yeah, but it's going to be a busy weekend. Prom to tack on at the end of the week. So be ready, Hawkettes and Blue Hawks, for this coming week. And, Coach, thanks for coming down. Congrats especially to the young ladies on that team championship on Tuesday and the performances. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you, Blaine.
Appreciate it. Alan Van Cura, girls track and field coach for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, again, coming off that team championship at the Superior Invitational on Tuesday. Randy Ahrens is here, the golf coach for the boys of St. Cecilia. And Coach Aaron's outfit coming off the finish. Here we are.